Last week, on the 21st of December, we celebrated the winter solstice. In other words, the shortest day of the year. In fact, up north, in the northern part of our world, it hardly ever gets light. Most of the day is shrouded in darkness. And so it's not a mistake that Christmas comes at this time of the year. For the person Jesus himself fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah, that the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. On those who live in the land of shadow, a light has shone. The great saint Mother Teresa once told a story of a man who no one thought existed. This man lived in a dark and dingy basement. There's no light in the room, and the man barely opened the blinds. However, when she came to see him, Mother Teresa tried to change that. Against his protests and complaints, Mother Teresa began to clean and tidy his room. And as she cleaned, she talked with him. And under a pile of rubbish in a corner, she found an old oil lamp covered with dust. Mother Teresa cleaned the lamp, and she discovered that it was very beautiful. She said to the man, "You got a pretty thing here. How come you never light it?" "Why should I bother?" the man said. "No one ever comes to see me." "Will you promise to light it if one of my sisters comes to see you?" "Yes," the man grumbled. "If I hear a voice of a human person, I will light the lamp." And so two of Mother Teresa's nuns began to visit the man. And gradually, things improved for him. Every time the sisters came, the man lit the lamp. And every time the sisters came, the man was more open and more friendly. And finally, one day he said, "You know, sisters, I think I'll be okay. I think I'll be able to manage by myself from now on. But do me a favor and tell that first nun, the old and wrinkled one, that the lamp she lit in my life is still burning." Of course, one could say that the lamp saved this man. But if we stop and think about it, it wasn't a lamp at all. It was the kindness and goodness that the lamp symbolized. The kindness and goodness and generosity of Mother Teresa and her nuns. Yes, all of us live in a world that is darkened by war. We live in a world darkened by violence, terrorism, illness, and suffering of different kinds. All one has to do is to pick up the newspaper and read the headlines. Headlines about the war in Ukraine and terrorist alerts. Besides these external sufferings, all of us suffer inside. We suffer in our personal lives. Lives darkened by sorrow, by disappointment, by illness. Lives darkened by pain, sin, and loneliness. But fortunately for us, the lamp Jesus lit in our world continues to shine. His light was not lit in Bethlehem and then extinguished. For his light continues to shine in the midst of devastation, in the midst of disaster and upheaval. The light of Jesus is persistent and defiant. It is a light that no darkness can ever overpower. And the light continues to shine for all those who believe and follow. All those who believe and follow the person, Christ Jesus. Yes, the history of humankind is littered with those who have brought darkness and heartache and misery to our world. But not so the person, Christ Jesus. For over 2,000 years, his teachings have influenced people. They have influenced others in a way unequaled by anyone. But the teachings of Jesus would be worthless. They would be worthless if he did not live them. Through his thoughts, his words, and deeds, the light of Jesus Christ was made manifest. And countless people came to him in darkness and went away in light. So the glory and goodness of Jesus continues to illuminate our world. Through Jesus and his good news, we have a source of light, a light that has shone on humankind for over 20 centuries. And so the same light that shone on the shepherds of Bethlehem continues to shine on us. As Christian Catholics, each one of us is a light in a darkened world. But unless our own lamp is lit, we cannot illuminate anyone else. There is joy in being in the light. But a greater joy happens when we give light to the lives of others. God has called each one of us out of darkness to live in the light of his Son. And so as children of the light, we need to live as children of light. Our lives must radiate goodness and truth. And most importantly, unconditional love and forgiveness. On this Christmas day, may our Lord and his goodness give us joy. May God's gentle words echo in our hearts today. And always, anyone who follows me will never walk in darkness. Anyone who follows me shall have the light of life.